I'd love to take the maybe the next 10 minutes, which is what we have left, and lead us through a verbal meditative kind of experience around, of course, self-love. And I'd like to invite each of us, even though I think most of us are already there in that space, just to invite the space of love. Now again, love is what we already are. Love is what breathes with us with every breath we take in and through our lungs. And it flows through every vein of our body, and it's in every thought of us. Love is here, but invite ourselves just to open up to as full a realization of and experience of that love in these moments as possible. Or to say it as the song goes, give yourself to love, and invite love to give itself to you, so that there is, as we move into these moments now, nothing but, on the radar screen or inner television set of your own being, there's nothing but the program of love. Nothing but the vibrational movement of love as you can perhaps feel it in your veins. Feel it in the breath that moves in and out of you. Experience it in the vibratory quality, the resonance of your energy field. Feel it in your emotions, or just sense it in the depths of your cellular or primal self. Everything is love, and we can subdivide it, and we can take it this direction and that direction and label it something else. We can label it power. We can label it creativity. We can call it connection. We can call it expression. We can put so many labels to it, but in its simplicity, you and I are love. And in you, right here, right now, all there is that love moving, vibrating, resonating, being, just being. And yes, expressing perhaps through thoughts in the mind, through feelings in the emotion, through pictures in the right brain, through just that vibratory sense of awareness about something. It could be that some facet of your being is inviting you to notice it, something in your body, something in your emotion, something in your connection, perhaps a particular friend or acquaintance, or not so much a friend, that you have a thought about. And the inspiration of love might just now be inviting you in some way in relation to whatever that is. Love knows only connection. And connection, of course, is the pathway to oneness. And oneness, of course, is the passageway to the divine, where we discover that all there is God, and we are all God. And so love is that connector, is that link, if you will, to all life, and especially to all life as it lives within ourselves. So here you are right now, the embodiment of all life. And all life is loving you. And all life is inviting you to feel loved and to know love and to return love, and then to just hang out in the space of love, so that love right now invites you and is the vehicle for you to move into that space of oneness, that space of togetherness, that space where there really is no separation, but where we are all love. So love within yourself now, as you journey through the various dimensions of your own being, as you walk through the various passageways of your own self, as you swim through the waterways of your own person, you find every facet of life expressed as a facet of yourself. Can you love that? Can you love those? Can you open yourself to just let go into the mystery of what it is that seems to be inviting your love? That's something about you that is an expression of life, but that has been personalized in you and perhaps has lived in you for some time, calling you. It is, of course, that any healing happens because we choose to love what needs healing. And just in the very act of love, the magic of healing takes place. Because love means connection. And all pain, all something that needs to be healed, comes from feeling disconnected. And so when we connect with love, we take away the reason for suffering. We take away the reason for being in pain. Can you right now just love whatever it is that's reaching up to you? Whatever irritation or seeming problem, whatever narrow value judgment or belief on your part, self-judgment or other judgment, whatever symptom that you may have had a hard time accepting, whatever seeming lack in yourself or whatever, all those judgments that come from an erroneous perception and have left facets of you separating out, feeling disconnected, feeling unworthy of your love. Can you love that? Is it okay for you to just show up to and reach out and touch what it is? And perhaps more than touch, to embrace it, and to call it to yourself and yourself to it, and know that in so doing, you're loving yourself and you're loving that facet of life, and through that you're loving all life, and you are literally changing the world just by that loving gift to yourself. You are such a loving, loving self. You're such an exquisite, beautiful manifestation and embodiment of the love that we know belongs to God, but that totally, totally belongs to you. Thank you for being that holder of love, that experiencer of love, that magician of love that you are. Thank you for being that right now, right here. Thank you for sharing your love with everyone else who's connected to this telephone call, and through all of us, with everyone who's in the world. You are indeed love, and love celebrates you as you celebrate love right now. Thank you so, so much for a sacred, sacred hour of love.